WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The latest attempt to pass a short-term funding bill that would have kept the government from shutting down this weekend has failed in the House. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young spoke before the vote.
This is not hard. It is not meant to come back and negotiate and redo things we just agreed to do 3 months ago. It is to keep the government open.
It's a disgrace.
That's how the president describes the situation, saying a government shutdown would affect millions of federal workers and their families and millions of military service members.
Our service members will keep upholding their oath, showing up for work, standing sentinel around the world, keeping our country secure, but they won't get paid.
And Mr. Biden says Congress needs to know that its actions or lack of actions have consequences for real people.
We can't be playing politics while our troops stand in the breach.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In New York City today, subways were flooded after torrential rainfall. Odyssey New York reporter Samantha Liebman says people scrambled to keep the water out.
It just started to come down and quickly turned the streets of Maspeth into rivers. Water coming out of manholes and basement garages quickly turning into ponds. Rosaldo was out early trying to prevent that from happening to his garage.
You got to do what you got to do because it's too much work once it gets in the house. So.
2x4s and cinder block at the top of his driveway to hopefully prevent the $10,000 in damage he had from Ida.
Hurricane Ida struck 2 years ago. Thousands more auto workers walked off the job today, but one company is pushing back.
An expanded strike, says Ford CEO Jim Farley, could mean 325 to 500,000 layoffs among auto suppliers. A bad contract, he says, could mean fewer investments and fewer jobs long term.
What is at stake here is the future of the domestic auto industry.
Farley says they're close on economic issues, but the big hang-up is with pay for future workers at EV battery plants. The UAW calls that a misrepresentation. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein has died. She was 90. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says it's a big loss.
She was a pathbreaker at a time when it was even harder for women to be in leadership roles. She fought tirelessly for gun legislation to ban assault weapons.
One of the last living witnesses to the killing of rapper Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas in 1996 has been arrested and indicted on a murder charge. The Dow is down 103 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute Foundation held a groundbreaking event yesterday for an expansion of the Veterans Tribute at River Prairie Park. According to a WEAU report, the expansion will include 14 exhibits, each with benches, statues, and educational signs for residents to learn about conflicts and remember local veterans. The exhibits will be featured on a handicap accessible path along the river, and construction should take 5 to 8 weeks. A milling company has pled guilty to federal charges after employees at a Wisconsin corn plant falsified records, leading to a fatal corn dust explosion. Didion Milling Inc. will pay a $1 million fine and over $10 million to the estates of the five workers who were killed in the explosion in May 2017. The company also spent nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit regarding regulatory violations at the Wisconsin plant last month. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
HelpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5
The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Very sad announcement right at the start. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California passed away this morning, 90 years old. She's billed as the longest serving female senator in the U.S. Senate's history. She's in there since the early 80s, mayor of San Francisco before that. She was a force in the Democratic Party. She was a very good senator. She was strong in the Democratic coalition, the American coalition. Those were the days. It was bipartisanship. You could work with the other side. Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old, died today. May she rest in peace, and we wish our condolences to go to her family, Dianne Feinstein. Well, the last vote she cast was the vote in the Senate for the bipartisan continuing resolution to keep the government open. It passed with over 70 votes, and Dianne Feinstein was one of them. That was her last vote. Now the question is, what's going to happen with her successor? Gavin Newsom has to appoint a successor. We'll see who that is. But he can't wait too long because we only have a 51-49 majority, and that counts three independents, including Manchin, well, including Sinema in particular. Manchin's not an independent. He's still a Democrat, but you can't be entirely sure about his vote. Let's put it that way. So the sooner we get a replacement for Dianne Feinstein, the better. But turning back to what's really happening in Washington, today a lot happened. Hard right Republicans led by Matt Gaetz did several things. They refused to support a bipartisan Senate proposal that passed with over 70 votes, Democrats and Republicans. Bipartisan Senate proposal to keep the government open till November 17, and also MAGA Republicans, Gaetz in particular, leading the pack, opposed a Republican plan, Kevin McCarthy's plan, to give them more time to negotiate a full-year budget, a full-year deal. 2 years, 2 days from now, government shuts down, 12:01 a.m. on Sunday. We have all of today, all of tomorrow, and then here's what happens starting Sunday. Since that's not a work day, really, it's work day for a lot of people, but that's not a business work day. Starting Monday, the SEC will suspend regulatory activities. That's very bad because every thief and shyster in the country now who who's selling securities, buying securities, insider trading, manipulating, isn't going to have the traffic cop to watch him. National Park Service is closed down. Air traffic controllers, many members of the military, and Border Patrol agents won't get paid. They'll be told to keep working, but they won't get paid. Now, some checks are in the pipeline. Some are supposed to go out on Tuesday. They've already been allocated, so this particular pay period, people will be all right. But if they're paid twice a month, 2 months to 2 weeks from now, not going to get a paycheck. A lot of families live paycheck to paycheck, or at least they have very small reserves. When you say that air traffic controllers aren't going to get paid, the last time there was a shutdown that was any length, 34 days, some of them quit. Some of them just took other jobs. They went out and they worked as waiters and waitresses. They did whatever they could to get income in, and they'd be told, show up to work. You're not being furloughed. You should still work. You're just not going to get paid. And they said, look, I have three kids. I have a mortgage. They're in school. They need supplies. I have no income. I'm paycheck to paycheck. And they say, I can't work. Or they call in sick. It can effectively shut down air travel in a lot of areas in the country. Back about the last one that was 34 days, what induced Trump to call it off, Trump was behind it. The Republicans have been behind all these things. Was LaGuardia Airport had to shut down for lack of air traffic controllers. Air traffic controller school will shut down, so you won't get new ones as people retire. And that's one of the toughest jobs really in the world. I've been up to an air traffic controller tower at Mitchell Field in Milwaukee. The head of the union invited me up, a friend of mine. I look at the screen, and if they were depending on me to make sure there weren't crashes, it would have been toast. I'll tell you something. You have all these things on radar kind of circling around. So they're real indistinct. If you've ever seen some radiology work in a hospital, a non-professional really cannot make anything out of it. And these air traffic controllers, if two of those dots crash, that's it. Then they have to get permission to land. They have to talk to them. It's a very, very stressful job. And I'll tell you what, it's even more stressful when you're not getting paid. And when your family doesn't have money for groceries and they tell you, you've got to keep coming to work and not getting paid. What's that all about? The other anomaly of this thing is people who are told and are laid off, it's against the law to come back and work voluntarily, believe it or not. You might have somebody who works in an office somewhere at the SEC and they think, well, I'll just come in and work anyway. I've got some money tucked away in the old weasel sack. I can buy groceries. You can't do it. This is how weird it is. And in past shutdowns, they put in special little wrinkles, little riders that said, well, we'll still pay the military or we'll still pay Border Patrol. That is not in this one because of Matt Gaetz and a handful, a very small handful of MAGA types. It's not in it. Of great concern, food, we used to call it food stamps, food assistance, infant formula, heat assistance. And right now it seems okay, but I'll tell you what, that's going to be necessary for people to live in our kind of climate. Heat assistance, all of this stuff, shelter, all of this stuff goes away for well over 7 million people. Goes away. Single mom, the baby, you know, working for not a lot of money is like a health care aide somewhere, relies on food assistance. As a new baby, relies on formula. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. This is the fourth shutdown of the government in the last 10 years. All Republicans. And I'll tell you what, 4 months ago, we came within about 2 days of defaulting on our national debt, $31 trillion. Came within 2 days of defaulting because of Matt Gaetz and these characters. And Joe Biden, who is a master, and we are very lucky that he is our president, managed to cajole, managed to negotiate with Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, and they came up with a deal. And the Democrats didn't think it was necessarily a great deal. It provided for spending levels from the previous year, didn't take into account inflation. That's not good, but at least it got funded. That was supposed to control what's happening now, 4 months later, May to September. The Republicans have reneged on it. McCarthy's reneged on the deal. He has proposed things to the Gaetz crowd, but because they said go away, he backed down. He would not go through with his own deal. That was the deal in May between Biden and McCarthy. So what do we do? You know, it occurs to me, and it's easy as a radio host to be more aggressive than the president's going to be. I mean, he has to take a lot more into account. But suppose this happened during warfare. There was a congressman named Dana Rohrabacher a couple of years ago, whom Kevin McCarthy said in his caucus, is he being paid by the Russians? And McCarthy said in that same caucus, is Trump being paid by the Russians? All you need is one senator being paid by the Russians or somebody else. All you need, and look at Menendez for Pete's sake. All you need is a handful of people in the House whose allegiance is not to the United States, and they can what? Shut the government down, demoralize our military, not promote them, not pay them? That's not common sense. I have a feeling that George Washington wouldn't have put up with that. And I have a feeling Abraham Lincoln wouldn't have put up with that. And I have a feeling Franklin Roosevelt wouldn't have put up with that. And there are a couple of things you can do. One would be, this is very aggressive. This isn't Joe Biden's preference. But you say, look, let's be real. More than 70 senators are for keeping the deal that we had back in May. And of the House, about 400 of them are for keeping the deal we had back in May. That includes 213 Democrats and almost 200 Republicans. And there are these MAGA types whose allegiance is not to the United States. And I'm not going to let this government fall apart simply because you have a handful of MAGA types, you know, raising their pinkies in the air. So what I will do is I'll issue an executive order deeming that those 400 members of the House and the 70 some odd in the Senate have constructively authorized me to go ahead by executive order and pay our bills and just do it. All he has to do is order Janet Yellen and the Fed and all the other financial agencies and do it. Do it. Not a single Democrat's going to oppose that. And of the 400 Republicans, I shouldn't say that, it'd be more like 200 Republicans to make 400 in total because of the Dems. What are they going to say? What are they going to say? What's going to happen is it's going to limp along until the Republicans get mad enough at Gaetz that they try to turn it around. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Okay.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Well, thank you so much for the information and the show, Matt. You always give us a public service, and I'm so thankful for you every day. I'm calling today.
Thank you.
Trying to be polite because I've been watching, you know, a lot of the hearings and the fight back and forth and, you know, the garbage going on, and I'll try to be polite. You know, my blood pressure goes through the roof, I got to tell you. Sometimes I just sound like, But anyhow, I strongly recommend, and I'm sorry I don't have the numbers for people, but maybe somebody can call in with a general number. Call your representative today because they are taking phone calls physically. And I've called every one of mine from Wisconsin because I think that they need to hear from all of us and our general feelings. I don't belong to a political party, so I'm calling all of them because they need to hear from all of us. And even the ones who want to keep our government open need to hear from us and get a thank you, too, because they have a thankless job they're fighting every day. So thank you very much, Matt. And so I'm trying to be real polite today,
Gene. Have a great weekend. And Gene, I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to raise your blood pressure. You want to hear it? How hypocritical do you think these Republicans are? Well, first of all, Marjorie Taylor Greene put in a resolution under the Holman rule, which is a little used 150-year-old rule in the House, to cut Lloyd Austin's pay to $1 a year. And it passed with the Republicans. He's the least objectionable of the cabinet to Republicans. He's a general doing a great job. He is the only African-American ever to serve as Secretary of Defense, I believe. They didn't go after the Secretary of State or any of the others. They think that's funny. But this is even worse, what I'm about to tell you. You would think that if they're going to shut down the government and folks aren't getting paid, that, well, they put up with it. Congress gets paid, so they get paid, but they would think, you'd think, oh, well, they'll let the chips lie where they fly. Well, you'd be wrong. And this is unbelievable, what I'm about to tell you. One of the things that Congress can do is exempt people from the shutdown, designate them as necessary employees, and order that they be paid. They can be designated as a thing called essential persons and ordered that they be paid. Now, the congressional staffs were not going to be paid as a result of the shutdown, except Jim Comer in the House, Kentucky, right-wing nut, the head of the Operations Committee investigating Biden and his impeachment, his alleged fraudulent impeachment. And Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M Jordan, head of the Judiciary Committee, also investigating, issued orders designating their staffs, not other staffs, as essential persons, and they will be paid during the shutdown so they can continue to go after Biden on the fraudulent impeachment. Representative Comer, Representative Jordan, that is as disgusting and corrupt a move as I've ever seen. There's an ounce of integrity in these characters. Not an ounce of integrity in these characters. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going to Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. At this point, the Republican Party GOP is a joke, complete joke. And the point I want to make today is all roads lead back to having fair maps. Until you get fair maps, I don't care if it's countrywide, but all I can speak on is the state of Wisconsin. We do not have a democracy, and more of this idiotic behavior is going to continue. If you've got to fund the country, it just makes no sense. I think they're just, I don't know, I guess there's a vendetta against Biden, and they don't care if they take everything down, just so they can prove a point on Biden. Makes no sense to me, but I'll say this one more time. We need fair maps, Matt, and there's no two ways about it. Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that again. You've been preaching that every time, and I am with you 100%. We don't have a democracy right now when the Democrats get more legislative votes than the Republicans, and they get two-thirds of the legislature, practically. Fair maps, I'm with you. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, you had to bring up Jim Jordan's name that just keyed me off on the young men that accused that brought forward the point that he never protected them from the pedophiles that were there at the university when he had the duty to protect those young men from that predation, and he didn't. So if I was running a campaign against him, I'd be saying pedophile protector Jim Jordan. And I wouldn't care if it made him cry or not, because apparently that's what happened the last time around. He said, please don't bring that up. Please don't bring that up, that he failed to protect those young men. I actually made a call today to my representative's office, and I spoke to the young woman there. I said, well, you're going to be working. Well, she's going to be working. I said, well, you're going to be getting paid? Not during the shutdown. She'll get paid. I said, well, I'll get paid after. I'll get catch-up pay. And I go, well, that's not fair. I mean, as you just highlighted here, that you know, Jim Jordan and Comer, their staff is going to be getting paid.
Right.
BS on that. I mean, that.
Right. Their staffs have been designated by them as, quote, essential persons. Nobody else's staff. Only to sustain this fraudulent impeachment of Joe Biden. Remember, it's a fraudulent impeachment because an impeachment has to be by a vote of the House, the whole House. They have to start articles of impeachment. They didn't do it because all Dems would vote against it, and 20 or 25 Republicans told them they wouldn't vote for it either. They didn't have the votes. So out of thin air, they go, we're going to do it out of this committee, these two committees. Hey, wait a minute. You can't issue subpoenas out of committees. It has to be by the whole Congress, number one. Number two, what staff's going to do it? Oh, your staff's going to do it. The only staffs that get paid because you designate them as essential persons. That's corrupt. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. House Republicans are scheduled to meet shortly, following the defeat this afternoon of a bill that would have kept the government funded, avoiding a shutdown this weekend. CBS's Scott McFarlane is following developments on Capitol Hill.
This is likely going to become a negotiation to reopen the government versus keep it open.
Some subway lines were suspended and stations closed in New York City after heavy rain fell in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. Governor Kathy Hochul.
We want to make sure we get the subways, the trains, our transportation system up working because there's children who use the subways to get home.
States of emergency have now been declared in New York and New Jersey. 7,000 more auto workers walked off the job today. UAW President Sean Fain says they're not backing down.
Striking for a better future, to protect our communities, and to defeat corporate greed is not just our right, it's our duty.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awarded a $75,000 grant to the Dove Healthcare Community Foundation to expand the Healthcare Workforce Training Institute Education Center in Chippewa Falls. The funding will be used for another classroom, new televisions and tables, and operational expenses. The program offers an affordable alternative to healthcare training, and the institute also has locations in Eau Claire, Osseo, Bloomer, Rice Lake, and Frederick. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling on the Biden administration to do more to protect borrowers as student loan payments are scheduled to resume in October. In a press release, Attorney General Call said, quote, "The resumption of student loan payments after more than 3 years is going to cause serious challenges. Sufficient protections must be in place to ensure that folks making payments are treated fairly." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we'll go right to the line. Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
What the heck, Matt? If these maggots in Congress can insult the defense secretary like that, you know, why can't a taxpayer cut these obstructionist salary down to a dollar? This is ridiculous.
You're right. And, you know, that raises an interesting thing that I want to say right now. And I think it is ominous. It is opposable. But we have to be clear on this. Trump, I think, is doing a deeper game than most people think. What do I mean by that? Look back at the last time, the Green Bay sweep, the insurrection, the attempt to overturn the election. Why didn't it succeed? It did not succeed because there are pillars of our society and our cultural, not in our government, but also our culture that held fast. The press, the networks, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all of these papers weren't bullied and didn't fall for it. That's number one. Number two, the military. The military, the service academies, I've had a lot of friends that have gone to West Point and Annapolis and one to the Air Force Academy. And they have drilled into them the supremacy of the civilian authority over the military. They're supposed to be non-political. Unlike almost every other country in the world, and certainly other countries in the developing world, ours are loyal to the Constitution, not to any individual person. The other institution that held was, believe it or not, some very brave government officials, election officials, election counters, most secretaries of state, even ones were Republicans like Raffensperger in Georgia. They held true. They held true. And judges in general held true, state and federal, regardless of who they were appointed by, did not do any of the funny stuff that you're seeing with Eileen Mercedes Cannon in the Mar-a-Lago case or this guy Kaczmarek down in Texas. But what happens next time or the time after if those institutions don't hold? And I'm going to take right now, you know, Trump has said the networks now, the networks and the press are enemies of the people. The other day said the networks, the TV networks are the enemies of the people. But in the military, it occurs to me why he attacked Mark Milley and said that he should be killed and why they are reducing Lloyd Austin's pay to $1 and why Paul Gosar said that Mark Milley should be hanged is to hit the tops of our military to try to appeal to some of the enlisted ranks and the junior officers. In other words, we are going to tear down the most virtuous and patriotic military leaders, in this case, Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin, and somehow send the message that people of lower rank are going to have to come around. That's very, very dangerous. What's bred into all of our officer corps at Annapolis, West Point, Air Force Academy, Coast Guard Academy, is the primacy of civilian rule. If that ever gets corrupted, it's very, very dangerous. If our media gets so intimidated and demoralized, and it hasn't happened yet, that is very, very dangerous. Some of the Supreme Court people, three of them, Alito, Gorsuch, Clarence Thomas, want to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan to subject the media themselves to relentless libel suits from billionaires to bankrupt them. This is going on. You have a lot of election officials quitting. You have a lot of poll workers quitting because of the violent threats. And the three prongs of their triad are violence, chaos, and fraud. And trying to sow chaos in the military, Tuberville's doing it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing it. Trump is doing it. That's got to be stopped. That's got to be resisted. And the violence, the threats against media and the threats against election officials has to be prosecuted. That is what is going on. And that's what happens when you let Tuberville block nominations of flag officers, and not a single senator out of vanity will propose that somehow the unanimous consent rule be set aside for this matter or for all matters. And that's why when you have Donald Trump and Paul Gosar suggesting that our senior military officer be murdered and that Lloyd Austin, our defense secretary, have his pay reduced to $1, not a single Republican has criticized that. Not a single one. Not a single presidential candidate on the debate stage. Not a single congressman in this state. Not Gallagher. Not Stile. Not Van Orden. Not Grothman. Not Tiffany. They did not criticize the call to murder our senior officer. We go to the lines. Dave and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, it is dangerous. It's an ongoing problem. It's been going on for decades. You know, in the 90s, the Republican leadership, they were saying, oh, Bill Clinton's irrelevant. He's not president. He's not commander in chief. And so the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his name was, his first name was John, it was Charlie Khashoggi. He felt compelled, and he did. He held a press conference to reaffirm that Clinton is the commander in chief. And I think that's just, I think it's a real, real threat to our democracy, to any democracy, because that's where power is typically based in any country. It's based in the military.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And this disparagement of any democratic civilian authority by the Republican Party, they don't say that Ronald Reagan wasn't the commander in chief. They don't say George W. Bush was not the commander in chief. They say Bill Clinton was not the commander in chief. They say Barack Obama is not the commander in chief. They're having a little more difficulty with Biden because Biden is more experienced in Senate and congressional relations than any president in the history of our country. He's done a wonderful job. And I think Biden's afraid of him, or Trump's afraid of Biden. Trump's afraid of Putin. Trump's afraid of the North Korean dictator. Trump is afraid of going to prison. But to everybody out there who's an independent, everybody out there who thinks he's a Republican, this is the time. This is the time to stand up. If you're going to stand up for America, you cannot continue to support a party whose leadership uses violence, chaos, and fraud to hold on to power. Violence, January 6th, obviously people were killed, but also, quite frankly, threats against the judge Tanya Chutkan in Washington, threats against the FBI, threats that are apparently so far unpunished to murder Mark Milley, to pay Lloyd Austin a buck. Not a single Republican has stood up. Not a single Republican. Not a single Republican in this state has stood up. They think it's funny. And our competitors in hate radio, you remember when Paul Pelosi was hit on the head with a hammer and had his skull cracked? There's a guy in his 80s, had his skull cracked by a felon with a hammer. And they laughed about it on air, and they played a mocking song. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning and hammer in the evening. And they giggled. This is what is happening to the right in this country. This is not anywhere near what you remember as a Republican Party. It's not anywhere near what you remember as a Republican Party. Death threats are made to poll workers. I mean, not even just election officials. They are made to election officials, but to poll workers. And they quit. The idea is to have them quit. So chaos by violent threats. Violence, chaos, and fraud. Mark Milley now says he's going to have security for him and his wife and his family. That's the reward the guy gets for what? For over 40 years of loyal service. That's the award he gets. Why is nobody in the Republican Party objecting to this? Let's start with Van Orden over in the La Crosse area. He served in the Navy. Van Orden, two Republicans threatened to murder Mark Milley. He, if you were still in, would be your commanding officer. You haven't said anything. All you've done is carry a loaded gun in an Iowa airport against the law. and then cursed at high school kids who were pages to the Congress in Washington. Gallagher, you served in the military. Why do you not call this out? When I was on my ship, somebody had said my captain, my ship should be murdered. I'd call that out. Nobody's calling it out. Stiles, hunkering down in Janesville, pretending to be a moderate, because in a district that easily could be Democratic, Les Aspin had it for a long time. After we get fair maps, and all they do is take out some wards that were put in there to be unfair, he could be toast with the right candidate. So, Stiles, why don't you say something? And Tiffany, you're hunkering down up somewhere in Hazelhurst. That was a district that Dave Obey once had. Why aren't you saying something? And Grothman in the 6th Congressional District. Why aren't you saying something? And the chairman of the Republican Party in this state. Not the fake elector. That was a former chairman. The present chairman. Why aren't you saying something? And Voss, why aren't you saying something? And LeMahieu, why aren't you saying something? Donald Trump of your party has called for the murder of Mark Milley, the chief of staff, the chairman of the chiefs of staff. Paul Gosar has called for him to be hung. Should be hanged, but he said hung. He also put out a video of him murdering Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and physically attacking Biden. Why aren't all of you calling for these people to be prosecuted? The intent of the Republican Party is to get below the senior level of officers who have a long history of understanding civilian rule over our military, and they continue to inculcate it in our service academies. When that goes, and we start having freelance right-wingers throughout our military, you'll have a Trump in there. We'll order him to seize the voting machines, exactly the kinds of things he claimed he was thinking about this last time. Very, very dangerous. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about this fake impeachment. This fake impeachment that Biden is facing in a couple of committees who have fraudulently designated their staff as essential persons so they can get paid to prosecute them, while other people and Democratic staffs aren't going to have the resources they think to stand up. Another fraud. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music. polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. What is this impeachment hearing? The law is that you can't have an impeachment. This is the law. Unless it's passes by majority vote in the House of Representatives. There are 435 congressional seats. Majority is 218. 218 is the majority. 213 now, Democratic congressmen would not go for it. That means that the Republicans need all of their roughly 221 or so votes to pass it. They could lose maybe, what, four votes, something like three votes? Why was it not put to a vote? Not put to a vote because somewhere between 20 and 25 Republicans actually came to McCarthy, and there are a lot more that would have done the same thing and said, we're not going to vote to impeach Joe Biden. There's no grounds for it. He has done nothing wrong. You may think ideologically you disagree with him on issues. That's different. But he's done nothing wrong that's impeachable. So not going to vote for it. So you'll end up getting something like 180 votes or 90, and you need 218. You ain't going to get it. The Democrats keep calling for an impeachment vote. McCarthy's chicken. He knows he won't get it. So because he agreed that any one member of the House of Representatives, like a Matt Gaetz, can declare the seat vacant and trigger another vote that he wouldn't be speaker on, he kowtows to on everything. So he is now permitted two of the chairmen of committees to do the impeachment. It's a fake impeachment, legally speaking. He's letting Jim Comer, Republican of Kentucky, in the Oversight Committee, Gymnasium Jim G. Wham Jordan of the Judiciary Committee, do it. They have a problem. The committee, absent a Congress-wide vote on it, can't issue subpoenas. That's why all of their witnesses are basically consensual witnesses. They can't be subpoenaed. The subpoena is no good. Actually, Nancy Pelosi tried that one time. Issued a subpoena out of a committee, and the court struck it down. They have a couple of other problems. One of them is all of their witnesses the other day said there is no evidence to show that Joe Biden did anything that's impeachable, including this fellow Turley, the law professor, and another witness. But something happened at that hearing that is shocking beyond belief. They had a congressman named Byron Donald of Florida put in a false document, a manipulated document, a crooked document to try to build the case. What am I talking about? He put in an email that on its face, it was an email between Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, and Hunter Biden, talking about Hunter needing work and a safe harbor. And I've not read the whole email. They alluded to it in this interview. And on its face, out of context, you say, well, okay, what's that all about? This had nothing to do with Joe Biden, and it had nothing to do with anything on this impeachment inquiry. But Byron Donald basically snipped it out and put it in the context as if it were a separate standalone email with all the indicators showing what account it was from. That's a fraudulent document. And let me tell you something. In commercial litigation, I did it for a long time. You can do a lot of things, but if you forge a document or you alter or manipulate a document and that comes out, you're going to lose the case. It's a criminal offense. But more than that, once a jury sees that, you're dead. But much more important than that, once a judge sees it, he or she has the power to stop the case and let the other side win. In other words, if you were the defendant and does it and did it, he could enter judgment for the plaintiff. Be the plaintiff, he could dismiss the case and order court costs and attorney's fees. Now, the whole purpose of this fake impeachment is to set up a false equivalency with the Trump impeachments. What they like to do, what the Republicans like to do, is every time they're caught, every time they do something, maybe it's a crime, it's a theft, anything, they immediately accuse the other side of doing it. The same thing. Okay, Trump was impeached twice. Therefore, Biden has to be impeached at least once. And they can't get the votes in the House. So they do it through committee, which is illegal if they try to issue subpoenas. But the word impeachment and House of Representatives goes out over the airwaves. Just like Biden, when he went to Michigan during the debate, the words UAW workers and Trump in Michigan go out over the airwaves. And people don't bother to see that it was a non-union shop and it was the management that invited him, Trump. And there were 400 or 500 people there when they only had 150 employees. These were simply Republican plants holding UAW signs, who then said, no, hell, I'm not a member of a union. I'm not even an auto worker. But people, the average person, doesn't get that level of detail. And that's what's going on right here. The Republican Party cheapens everything it touches. Not the voters. The voters are fellow Americans, just like me, fellow veterans. They vote Democratic, they vote Republican. Remember that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in The Record, posted naked pictures of Hunter Biden on one of these committees. What the heck does that have to do with an alleged attempt to impeach Joe Biden? That was done to excite prurient interest, to demean, diminish, and ridicule. They now try to refer to Biden as somehow as a crime family, because Trump does come from a crime family with Jared Kushner and Don Trump Jr. and Trump. They try to label Biden as crooked because Trump is crooked, crooked Donald Trump. We come to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt Flynn, direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
With no direction home. Like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone.
Under-
under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.